Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. A Jewish Temple Mount activist says that the Jewish temple has not been built because the Jewish people are not ready. That's the headline. In one moment, Winky Medad joins me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This is a sacred piece of real estate that the Jews will never give up. Is that right?
I should hope so, and I believe so. We have to understand that the Temple Mount is where the first Solomon Temple and the second temple that the Hasmoneans and of Herod destroyed by the Romans. But for us, the sanctity remains, and therefore, there's always been a dispute among the rabbinical circles. Can one enter at all, or if one can enter, under what circumstances and to what extent?
There are a number of personalities who are making preparation to put that temple up on the Temple Mount. I know many of them are your friends. Do you believe the preparations have been made, that everything is ready to put that next temple up on the Temple Mount as soon as the Dome of the Rock or something exciting like that does take place?
Actually, Jimmy, I still think we're somewhere between the beginning and the middle. We don't have enough people. Even though Orthodox observant Jews believe in the temple, they're not doing enough. They're not learning enough. We have a women's group that's dealing with weaving of certain objects. We have a temple institute that has been building the trumpets and the altars. But all this is basically practice. All this is exercises. We really don't know if we're on the exact track. We're hoping that we're in the right direction. We're raising consciousness. We are doing instruction. As you said, I've been involved 4 decades, Jimmy, in this thing. We've come a long way since the 1970s, but we still have a long way to go. Sometimes you can't push God. He has to do things in his own time. You can only reach out and be prepared as much as possible and encourage others to be at one with you in the belief that the Temple Mount will be rebuilt with the temple and for the good of all mankind as well as the Jewish people.
Well, we read the last chapter. We know that's an absolute, do we not, Winky?
Absolutely, because that's what the Bible says, and that's what leads mankind in a good path to do.
Winky Medad, a Temple Mount activist for over 40 years, explains why the Jewish temple has not been rebuilt. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Bible says there will be a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount during the 7-year tribulation period. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. All preparations have been made for that temple. The only reason it has not been rebuilt is because the Jewish people are not ready for the next temple in Jerusalem. The Bible says that the Lord will allow the Antichrist to give the temple to the Jewish people at the midway point of the 7-year tribulation period. That's Daniel chapter 11, verse 45. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...